remind members of the public that old banknotes are no longer legal tender and cannot be used for any transaction. Continued use of old banknotes is illegal. Members of the public are advised to remain alert and avoid being scammed. Report anyone presenting old banknotes for trade to the nearest police station and Drug Enforcement Commission or the Bank of Zambia. This message is brought to you by the Bank of Zambia.
Are you buying or selling anything today? Whatever it is, tell your client, always get your receipt. To avoid being cheated, did you know that getting a receipt is your right? And with that receipt, you can reduce your tax liability. Easily detect fraud and losses. Boost your company profile.
And Voice News, the Global Link.
UPND elections chairperson urges independent candidates to withdraw and respect party rules. ZPPA suspends briquet general dealers from participating in public procurement. And 8 students arrested in Kenya after suspected deadly school arson attack. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. United Party for National Development, UPND, chairperson for elections and campaigns, Likando Mufalali, has urged all party members who are not adopted and have since gone independent to immediately withdraw from the electoral race and respect internal party decisions. Mr. Mufalali says the UPND remains firm that all members must respect the party's adoption process, regardless of a candidate's popularity on the ground. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mufalali said that while independent candidates have a constitutional right to contest elections, it is important that they also respect the rules of the party under which they serve. He said the party has provided a window for aggrieved candidates to reconsider their decision and withdraw their independent bids, warning that those who fail to do so will face disciplinary action. He added that the party will not hesitate to discipline candidates who defy the directive, stressing that this is not a violation of rights but a matter of enforcing party rules and discipline. Mr. Mufalali further said that those who proceed as independents will be treated as political opponents even if they continue to support President Hakainde Hichilema during the campaign period.
But that's the more reason, Anjo, I said the door is open for now for people to get back and also rescind some of the choices that they made haphazardly for the party to continue working, being united and so forth, and to have a divided party. But this window is still open for people to reconcile, to come back. There are no differences that cannot be sorted out or ironed out, including any other perceived differences that might arise or perceived differences. We as a party, we stand ready to work with our members across the country.
Nalolo District Electoral Officer Falantino Mwemba has urged voter education facilitators to be professional and engage in the voter education program ahead of the August 13 general election. In a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwemba emphasized that the voter education facilitators should exhibit exemplary behavior to avoid bringing the name of the commission into disrepute, even as they will be carrying out voter education on behalf of the Electoral Commission of Zambia. He said voter education for polls is crucial. He said voter education for the polls is crucial, and that the commission will not hesitate to withdraw any voter education facilitators will be found misconducting themselves in the field. The district electoral officer was speaking on Thursday when he addressed the facilitators attending a 5-day training workshop organized by ECZ ahead of the nationwide commencement of voter education program for the election set to start on 1st June 2021 to July 31st 2026. Mr. Mwemba further congratulated the facilitators for being recorded participating in the forthcoming voter education exercise for the elections, citing their good performance in the previous programs. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended briquet general dealers from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submitting information that was not genuine in a tender for the provision of horticultural and landscaping services to Mulungushi Village Complex Limited, according to ZPPA Principal Office for Public Relations, Inutu Mushambatwa. In April 2026, the authority instituted an investigation following a complaint from Mulungushi Village Complex Limited, which established that briquet general dealers submitted 3 reference letters that were not genuine and the said tender. Ms. Mushambatwa states that pursuant to Section 96B of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023, and Regulation 231 of the Public Procurement Regulations 2022, ZPPA has suspended briquet general dealers from participating in public procurement. She added that the suspension of briquet general dealers from participating in public procurement is with effect from May 19, 2026.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended briquet general dealers from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year for submitting information that was not genuine in the tender for the provision of horticulture and landscaping services to Mulungushi Village Complex Limited. The suspension of briquet general dealers from participating in public procurement is with effect from 19th May 2026.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to deepening bilateral partnerships with the United States government. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa says government remains committed to expanding trade relations, investment, and further strengthening the existing people-to-people bilateral ties with the United States. Speaking last evening when he graced the 250th Independence Day of the United States of America, Mr. Kangwa reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to building stronger bilateral relations with the United States government. The Secretary to the Cabinet pointed out that the commemoration of the independence of the United States of America provides an opportunity for the two countries to build strong and enduring bonds of friendship and cooperation between Zambia and the United States. Mr. Kangwa highlighted that the bonds of friendship have continued to flourish between the two governments. He said Zambia remains deeply appreciative of the long-standing and multifaceted partnership with the United States of America. In Africa News, 8 students alleged to have been involved in a suspected arson attack at a Kenyan girls' school that killed 16 pupils have been arrested, police have said. They find the early hours of Thursday morning at the Utumishi Girls Academy, about 250 kilometers northwest of the capital Nairobi, tore through the upper floor of a dormitory which had 135 bunk beds. After interviews with students and staff and a forensic review of CCTV, footage, 8 pupils at the school were identified as persons of interest in connection with the planning and execution of the fire, the National Police Service said in a statement. Investigations are continuing into the exact cause of the blaze. Coming up shortly, Vance says United States and Iran very close to deal, but not there yet. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. The United States and Iran still need to work out several sticking points before an agreement on the war can be reached, Vice President J.D. Vance has said. Asked by the BBC if President